There we go. That'll work.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
What's the dream today, bro?
I woke up screaming and sweating. I don't know. Can't remember.
Okay, that's
a nightmare. I guess a nightmare is a dream.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant.
Dude, no, I was hoping you were going to be like, dude, I was drinking margaritas and Mai Tais at the beach, bitches. Hey, first things first, big shout out to Jordan Nicole Gaza, the Ninja Princess, Carl, Eat Some Crow, the Madman, Has to Suck It Up, my girl stomped your girl. That's why I showed my girl mad love, dude. That's that great Baja Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, we're already.
What? Oh, dude, Alex Corrales win?
First round, already over.
Alex Corrales wins his title fight, first round. Dude, oh, dude, let's hope he calls in, man. Oh, dude, that is sick. Big shout-out to Alex Corrales, man. That boy's legit, folks. He don't fuck around, man. He's coming to take names and titles, man.
He fought a tough kid. That kid's tough. That's a good win. That's a statement. That
I think it's a better win than his previous one.
I don't know, dude. He's just stacking them. He's stacking bodies right now.
Dang. That's awesome.
Man, that was a Yakima MMA guy too, huh?
Yep.
Hey, you know, since we're shouting out love to a lot of people, let's bring on Muggs with us, dude. Everybody knows Muggs, man. He's our boy from up there in the cold part of the country. Amateur Combat Sports Live. You guys can check him out. Find all the kick-ass MMA shit he's bringing to all you folks. Support local MMA. Welcome to the show, Muggs.
What's going on, man? We did a killer night at Bellator last night, dude. It was hilarious, man. Did you guys watch the press conference?
I did not catch the press conference, I'll be honest with you.
Dude, my boy Clifford pulled off some shit, man. It was so funny. We were there representing UMOR, the Monday night radio show, right? And I was there at weigh-ins doing photography, man. So UMR sent me up to Bellator to do photos. So I went up and did weigh-ins on Thursday, and freaking David Rickles tells Lloyd, what the hell's his damn last name? Lloyd freaking Leonard or something. Leonard, thank you. I knew it was a W. And I tells him, look, dude, whoever loses got to shave off their beard, right? Well, it went off as a giggle in the past, and there's like 15 people there at the freaking weigh-in. So, you know, who's paying attention, right? And then Rickles ended up winning. So my boy Clifford always gets first question at Bellator shows in Michigan, man. And comes over and he goes, so where's the Clippers? And, and at that point, Rickles tells him, man, he goes, he'll probably be honest, man. He'll be honest. He'll give us some tweet picks. And Clifford's like, no, where's the Clippers? And they're like, oh, well, we can't find it. I turn around, man. Now, remember, I was at weigh-in. So I looked over, and I looked at his I looked at his coaches, and I looked at the bag. And I said, that bag right there. So that's the bag he had at weigh-in. He stuffed the Clippers in those last night. They couldn't get out of it, dude. So he ended up pulling them out and standing right next to Bjorn Revney, dude. Started shaving his beard right at the press conference table. Just right there in front of everybody. It was so funny, dude.
Hey, Muggs, man, that is kick-ass, and I don't want to – we're going to get back to this Bellator, but, dude, guys, everybody, we've got the man himself, the fucking monster who's destroying people in the Pacific Northwest with us, and freshly off a win not minutes ago, Alex Corrales. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good, really good. Feel great.
Nice.
So
sounds like you had a fun night tonight, huh?
Yeah, I had a good night. Long drive, but turned out to be worth it, so really good.
I got to ask you, Alex, a lot of us felt that this was a much tougher fight than your previous fight that you had in place for this event. How do you feel about what went down tonight? Did you feel stronger than you thought he did, you know, would have? Do you feel like his hands were fast? Because, I mean, you tore him up pretty quick from what we're hearing.
I mean, I didn't really know much about either of them, to be honest. So when it got switched, I didn't really bother me too much because I just going to go do my thing and I didn't really know much, but I just heard maybe he was a striker. So I went out, pushed the pace right off the bat, and I was able to get the takedown and then got him on the fence and just kind of leaned my hips into him and I was able to get some good posture and just ground and pound until the ref had to stop it.
It doesn't seem like you got bullied. You didn't get bullied.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of had a little chip on my shoulder about that one, so I made sure I went in there and proved the point.
Nice work, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I really appreciate the support.
And your teeth are all still where they're supposed to be, right?
What's that?
Your teeth are where they're supposed to be?
I didn't even hear you. Sorry, it's loud out here.
Your teeth are where they belong, right? They're still in your mouth, your teeth?
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good.
Cool. Sweet.
What was your design for this fight, Alex, on your guard?
It had my nickname across the front. It was pretty cool.
How hard was it for you to get the takedown tonight?
How hard was it to what?
How hard was it for you to get the takedown?
I took one shot and I had him on the fence. I went to get the lift. I got him up and then I just dragged him down.
Awesome.
So I basically came out and pressed the pace and got his back against the fence, and then I went for the shot and got it. Just started throwing bombs from the top.
Okay, Alex,
Hold on. Okay. Are you finding that, like, after the head kick KO, Susumi, that people are, like, more hesitant of your striking right out of the gate and you're able to get the takedown more successfully right away, like, early in your fight?
I mean, just kind of even since that fight, I've been trying to, you know, put it in my head that no matter who I'm fighting, I'm going to come after him right off the bell because no one likes to get attacked right away. Everyone likes to circle and try to get their game plan and think about it. I'm just going to get in their face and see what they do about it.
Okay, Alex, I got to ask you. I have to say, this is a different style of belt. Is this by far one of the coolest belts you've got on your shelf?
Yeah, it's different. You know, it's more like a trophy, which is kind of cool. You know, this is the kind that you could really set up on a shelf and look at it. I like it. Yeah, it's really cool. It's different.
It's half as tall as you. It's
yeah,
a belt.
It's huge, man. I couldn't even hold the thing. I also have the ring girl do it for me.
Dude, Alex, you know we're big fans of you here at Madhouse, and we've been following you for some time. We've seen you fight.
What are you, 4'11"?
What's that?
How tall are you, Alex? Like 4'11"? 5'8"?
5'4"? You know, I'm 5'3".
5'3", okay, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Muggs, so, you know, he's fighting at 125 here in on the Pacific Northwest. That's Muggs.
Oh, beautiful,
man.
Yeah, I'm reading up on his profiles right now.
Okay. This kid's legit, man. And now, I understand that, you know, you've taken out another tough competitor. I mean, how many more people can you beat up in your weight class before you say it's time to go pro?
You know, that's something we're waiting on from my manager, Aaron. You know, we talk about it a lot, and it's not something I want to jump into, you know. When the time's right, it'll come. And, you know, right now we're looking to maybe go to some different states and try to pick up a couple more belts before we decide to go pro or anything like that. So, you know, I'm just going to keep trying to fight tough guys, and once they run out, then, and I have no other option, then that's what I have to do.
It looks like you got a good pool, Alex. I mean, the only guy I see that you've had you've had like a rematch with was Brian Susumi, and they've been feeding you pretty good matches and fresh people all the time. You've been pretty
most of my fights have been in the FDFF, and I like to think that they have probably, you know, top guys in the Northwest. So competing with those guys, every fight is helped me. I've competed with them since day one, so. You know, I've had the top notch, win or lose. I go in and I try to put up a really good fight, and I've only been progressing, so.
Anybody you've been looking at you want to take out in the Ammies before you decide to go pro, like some specific Ammy that you just know that you want to pick as before you
I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking, you know, for whoever wants to. If anyone wants to step up and fight me that thinks they're really tough, then I'll do it. I never back down from a challenge. I'll show up to any fight.
But you ain't
that
got beef with nobody to call no one out, eh?
What was that?
You ain't got beef with anyone. You don't need to call anyone out, right?
No, you know, that's not really what I do. You know, I just, I don't have a problem with anybody. This is to me, it's I like to just go out and compete. And, you know, anybody that wants to compete, I'll do it.
So does an Adam King fight doesn't sound appealing to you?
No, you know what? I'm kind of over that fight. He, you know, he got injured a couple times on the day of the weigh-in, and you know, I'm done. It's just a lot of mental preparation getting ready for him because, you know, it means a lot to me to fight him again. But I'm kind of got past that. And I won't even bother fighting him again.
I love that answer, man. I love it.
Alex, where did you spend most of your camp at for this fight?
A lot of the time I was in Bend for this one. Before I was, I try just to mix it up all around in Bend. I go train. I'm training at least twice a day, every day, you know, 5-6 days a week. So, you know, I really take this serious.
You're doing your gym at Victor's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Making sure you're still doing your jits over there, like you ain't jumped over again or something.
Yeah, he keeps my jiu-jitsu really on point. He's been there since day one jiu-jitsu-wise, so, you know, I have a really solid foundation of jiu-jitsu, I feel.
I think you got a solid game everywhere, bro. That's why, you know, I had to bring up the question of, you know what your future is looking like and what your plans are. So I got to tell
you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a matter of time, you know. If the right things come, then, you know, we might do it. It's just I'm not going to rush and jump into anything crazy because, you know, once you go pro, you lose a couple fights and my career is over. So I want to make sure 100% I can compete with not just the beginning of the pros. I want to be able to compete with the higher level pros because I, you know, I want to do this for a career, not just to do it for a couple years.
Right. Is there any...
Alex, what did you think about having the shin pads?
I didn't throw a kick, and he didn't throw a kick at me either for this fight, so I didn't really feel it too much on the ground. I was in his guard, so I never really passed, so I didn't get to feel what that would feel like either, but it didn't bother me very much. We all wore the same shin guards. They're just, you know, those slide rash guard type ones, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay,
I didn't try to throw any head kicks, so I don't know. What the difference would have been.
Yeah, because you're one of the first guys we've had a chance to talk to that's actually fought in the new garb that they're using up in Washington with the amateurs.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I can't complain, really. But like I said, I don't really know. I'm sure other guys would have a better opinion on it than me.
What about the gloves?
The gloves, yeah, they're fine. I mean, they were pretty much the same. It's only 2 ounces, so... You know, yeah. I couldn't tell a huge difference. I was kind of thinking that it was going to be a lot different, but it really wasn't.
Yeah, they don't look like puffies. They just look like a bigger glove. So.
Yeah, they're just a little bigger. It wasn't a big deal.
Good.
Alex, I got to say, with you, you know, pretty much cleaning up 125ers here in the Pac Northwest, is there any chance that we might see you down at a Tough Enough event or maybe an Ultimate Reno Combat to go after one of those titles? Really,
yeah,
cement.
We're trying. Aaron's been doing, you know, he does endless work for me. He never stops. You know, he's always looking out for the best of me and trying to get me the best fights. And those are some of the fights that we've been trying to get. So, you know, of course, if that happens, that's what I want. That's what we're trying to do. If we can get those kind of belts before we think about going pro, then we know, you know, I can really compete with the best.
Yeah, I personally, I'd like to see you down there at Tough Enough, you know, because I know they've got great fighters in that organization.
Yeah, I would love to go down there.
Sweet. Well, you know, where's
the party at tonight? Hold on, man. You just get fresh off a win, man. Where's the party? Let's let the people know
man,
where the after
party's
party
at. I'm going to probably go eat some shitty fast food and go party in my bed and go to sleep.
Will you take at least a couple days and enjoy this, or will you go straight back to the gym tomorrow?
You know, I feel great. Like, right now, I'm not beat up at all, so, I mean, I could probably go back to the gym, but I'll probably take a couple days. I like to take a couple mental days off and just relax and just have some fun, you know. But, hey, guys, I'm going to have to get out of here. I got to get dressed, get going, but, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to a few people. I want to give a shout-out to No Pain, Just Glory, Clinch, Madhouse, Kumite, Left Coast, all those guys that have been helping me, supporting me, everyone on Facebook that keeps, you know, having my back and helping me out with my career, Aaron Wolf for always being there for me, helping me out best he can. Thank Eric Victor for all my jits and helping me with that, and family, friends, everyone. So I really want to appreciate everybody and appreciate you guys letting me come on here tonight.
Hey, congrats, bro. Go enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Hey, way to go, Alex.
Nice to meet you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Yeah, that kid's a beast, Mugs. A beast.
What?
I mean, for what'd real.
What I do wrong now, man?
Dude.
I wasn't
hey,
even hitting the bottle yet, man.
Yeah, he's 5'3", head kicking, ducking out people. That's just fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It has him at 5'3" on the UGG, but his picks show, you know, just it looked like the height was wrong, and he just said he was 5'4", so I don't know. The UGG's never completely right. It's never completely right. So it's like 89%.
Anything down there, that's impressive for a head kick knockout. I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
When everybody's taller than you.
Hey, guys, and while we got a quick second, because I'm waiting for Cord to join us, too, to talk about some stuff up in Canada, I want to welcome on Trey for Tapper Snap and C. Gills, who wrote tonight's opening song, Round 1 KO. Hey, guys, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great, bro.
Don't I have your partner on with us? Can you hear me?
I got you.
Yeah,
we got you on here, Chris?
Oh, okay, cool. Dude, yeah, sorry, you guys, man, exciting night, dude. We've had a lot of great fights going on, man, all across the country. A lot of great people we like and follow and know are winning. It's been a great night. By the way, I want to thank you for throwing us that walkout song to open the show tonight and letting us be some of the first people to ever play it on live radio.
No problem.
Dude, I know you're somewhat into the MMA world, man. Did you catch any of the events tonight, like on Legacy?
No, I did not. Not at all.
Ah, it was a good card, brother. Good card.
Yeah.
You going to catch tomorrow night's UFC event?
What's that?
You plan on catching tomorrow night's UFC event?
If I possibly can, yes.
You definitely should, man. You should go over there and make Trey kick open the big screen TV for you and sit on his couch and let him feed you.
There you go, man. I tell you what, that kid that was on there earlier sounds pretty impressive. Tell him to look into the NAASS in Ohio, man. They're a great organization. Got a lot of tough people.
That would be, we definitely know them, and that would be a great organization as well for him to go test himself in a different region.
Yeah, dude, they have some great belts, and they have a bunch of great talent down there.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
is that Ohio?
Yeah.
What's the name of them?
NAASS.
Yeah, that's a great organization.
NWA Fight Series?
No, NAASS.
They have the deal with Bellator where sometimes they air their title fights on Bellator prelim cards. It's pretty sick.
Oh, yeah, man. They got so many, I guess just so many contacts, man. I went to a show about a year and a half ago, and the chick fighting got a guaranteed, the two chicks, the winner got a guaranteed debut in Bellator. One of the guys, I believe it was a heavyweight, got a undercard fight on UFC, so I mean they're a good hookup. I mean, a great organization.
Yeah, that's where Frank Carabello fights out of, and also like the Buckeye MMA gym. They fight up there a lot. That's a pretty solid gym there in Ohio. Brick House. It's what's Stipe's gym up there?
I'm not sure, but I know Coleman's gym put some people in there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good little hot spot for some pretty good MMA up in that little pocket of the country.
Oh, yeah, man, we got a lot of talented guys around here. Just the problem is either they're too damn lazy or they like drugs too much.
See, that sucks.
That's everywhere.
Yeah, that is. Hey, Muggs, we're talking about Bellator. How was that turnout up there last night?
Freaking packed, man, literally. wall to wall. They were even setting some VIPs up into the media area where some of the media hadn't showed up, so there were some empty seats. And they were moving some straggling VIPs up in there just to make room, man.
Yeah.
Michigan, you know, Michigan's so, like, hungry for it, dude. They're so hungry for our pro fight series to come through that anytime that they do, man, they can sell tickets out in, like, a week easy.
Dude, that's sweet, yeah. I like how they're putting a lot of locals, you know, more and more building these undercards.
Oh, my
up.
God, the whole undercard was nothing but Michiganders, man. Michiganders everywhere you go.
I
was personally helping out David Shepard, the Dark Horse. I was personally helping him sell tickets by I gave him a link through my own website so he could sell tickets to the show. And then I worked with Ben Lagman multiple times throughout different shows throughout the state because he refs here and there. And then my boy Vance Swerndon, he was cornering Nick. Damn it, Mecca Wetsy. Anyways, that was a good win, though, man. I got a ton of great photos of this stuff. But, yeah, a bunch of Michigan guys everywhere. And even Darren Cruikshank came out to help corner a couple Michigan guys. And so it was really cool.
See, now this is where, you know, see, Gil has the lick, man, because, you know, you get to travel with your band, man. You get to, on nights off, if there's events in the towns, man, you can catch out some crazy local MMA when you're touring all across the country.
No doubt.
Now, do you get, I mean, when you are traveling, because I know you guys all have a fondness for MMA, do you get any chance when you're traveling on the road to catch any local events? Or?
Most likely, like down here in Lexington, Kentucky, it's like they usually have events like every month, every couple months at Four Seasons. Also, down around Rupp Arena here in Lexington at the Convention Center, they have a Bluegrass Brawl. I catch those every now and again.
Good ones. Those are definitely. Now, I know in Europe and Asia, it's more common to have live bands at events, and we're starting to see that more in the United States. Have you got a chance to play any of those kind of events where it's MMA and music all night?
Not yet. Actually, I just recently got out of another music group back in July, and this is actually like the first time going completely solo. So I really haven't got a chance to do much.
Oh, well, that's what definitely when you're out touring, man. Anytime, man, you got a free week, Friday or Saturday night open, man, you hit me up, dude. I'll tell you what local events to find, man.
Sounds good.
You know,
any friend of Skippy's is a friend of ACS. So if you guys got Michigan shows, man, hit me up on Facebook and tell me, and I'll hook you guys up whatever town you are in throughout the state, man. I pretty much know everybody. So
Mugs, don't they do that music on the beach and MMA festival up there every summer?
Oh, you're talking about, I'm so surprised you've heard about that. That's called Island Rumble.
Yes. I heard they're badass.
No, it doesn't turn out all that great. That's a WXC show. If things change around with that promotion and some of their leadership, then things might turn out a lot better for that kind of series. But the town of Monroe actually shut them down, man. They won't let them come back again. So.
Okay. Well, you know, there's definitely more and more creative ways people are selling MMA. And I think, I don't know about Lapaki, but, and Jeff, but, you know, a lot of us grew up on some of the Asian MMA, and they used to, and European, and they always had, you know, live bands. I think it's a great thing, you know. I like it because I'm a music freak as well as an MMA freak.
I'm throwing three bands in on my Cystic Fibrosis show in April.
Oh, sweet.
I'm putting three bands to fill in the blanks, man. As a matter of fact, I got my guy that rents cages specifically giving us a floorboard for the cage. So we can break the cage in half and set the drum set inside the cage, man.
Nice.
I love the idea. Now that you're speaking of it.
Dude, that's sick. Anybody who steals that will be sued by Mugs.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's totally copyrighted.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can copyright amateur stuff. What you guys play bands all the time, dude. You know, you guys are a band. You guys play all the time. Do you get MMA events offered to have you open a lot? I mean, you talk about once a month, that kind of thing through Kentucky. But, I mean, Michigan, dude, we could probably get you booked. There's like four shows every weekend up here, man.
Man, I would love that. I would love that a lot, man.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, give me your credential.
Throw me some
feedback. I'll tell you guys what.
What did you guys think about One Round KO?
I liked it. We played it the whole song to open the show tonight, and we'll play it again at the end for all the fans out there who might not have heard it. But I like it. It's beady. It's catchy. It's up to date, man. It, you know, I like it.
Nice. I also have about, I don't even know, probably four, maybe five other songs out on ReverbNation.com/CGills. They're up for buy right now, 99 cents a song.
Well, hey, definitely. And I'll make sure, once again, at the end of the show, you know, before we do wrap-ups, to let everybody know, you know, where to find you and everything, man. Hey, you know, and, dude, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and call us tonight, man, letting us play this music. You know, you're more than welcome to hang out. We're about to start talking about a bunch of crazy MMA events. You know, you guys can hang out. You guys can bolt if you need to bolt. I know that we will be talking to you in a more traditional, you know, role, interview role coming up in a couple weeks. So I look forward to that.
All right.
I tell you guys what, man.
Go ahead, Trey.
I was going to say my phone's getting ready to die, so I'm going to have to bolt. But if anybody that's listening wants to book Steve Gills, Chrissy here, hit us up on Reverb, man. We're looking to put a tour together or just single stops to be fine with us.
Yeah.
Right on. You got right a schedule out there, man. Way we can see where we can fit you guys in, man.
I'll make sure you guys get each other's contact information after the show. Trey, you know, hit me up tomorrow, and I'll give you all his information.
Thank you, sir.
That'll work, man. That's great.
Hey, thank you guys so much, man.
You too.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Oh, you know I got mad love for you guys down there at Tapper Snap and Icarus Records.
Man, we all love you too, bro. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
In a circle.
Yep.
I think
yep.
There's a little bit of man crush going on here in the MMA world.
No man crush, dude. Just respect. Big difference. And Lepaki, shut up.
Oh, man, my bad. Did I say that out loud? Jeez, my bad, bro.
Later, guys. Man.
All right, baby. Have a good one, bro.
You too. Yep. Definitely, you know, music and MMA starting to become more common. I think that's cool. I tell you what, I bet you they got some kick-ass music over there at Pancrase 245. Daniel Swain in about, 10 hours should be throwing down.
Pancrase.
Yeah, Pancrase
that's,
245.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. We got that, dude. There's a bunch of good events going on this week. What do you guys got kicking off up there in Michigan?
Oh, I'm actually late nighting it tonight because I'm getting ready for Cage Aggression tomorrow. We got a live broadcast for Cage Aggression up in Michigan. Not the Illinois, I think it's like an Idaho border promotion. They're called Cage Aggression also, but this is a Northern Michigan promotion. And, yeah, man, so let me see, that's tomorrow night. Plus my boy over in Ionia, my man Drew Gardner's throwing the hometown throwdown. And then pro fighter Joel Chapman, he's got himself Yeah, I'll just go ahead and talk shit. He's not really a pro fighter. He's fought, like, one fight, and it's not really been against anyone hard. And he just bought his ticket. So anyway, but he's got a promotion. Does that count? And and then they're throwing a show somewhere over in the west side of the state. I'm not even going to give him the credit to give him a shout out. So I'm just going to say, so in case he does listen, he knows I dogged his ass. That's why. So.
Oh man.
But yeah, for all my Michigan listeners, Ionia and Traverse City are having some killer shows. Ionia Theater and Streeters in Traverse City, man. And we'll be going live for the world to watch on at Streeters. So,
what's the main event on that?
What's that, man?
What's the main event on that card?
Oh, Jesus. Mo Williams. Oh, my God. Dude, that's worth the money this guy's making me make people charge all in itself, dude. He's making me charge $17.99 for this one, but the Mo Williams fight itself is killer, dude. Go back into some of my footage on YouTube for ACSLive.tv on YouTube under my Keystroke Guru account, and you're going to see some Mo Williams. This guy, I mean, he just throws blind, you know, like he just knows where his feet are. He knows where he could fight blindfolded. He's just that bad, dude. He's been doing it since he was four. I have mad respect for him, man. Huge respect. He comes out of a gym called Jackson MMA, right local to me, and I'm not even loving his nuts because he's local. Yeah, I'm loving him because he's actually a damn good fighter. But so it's Mo Williams. And we got a sweet setup with who was it that I Zach. Yeah. It's Zach and Ollie Obermeyer. And Nody, Cody, one of our announcers had a cold or something when he was doing some pronounces, and he called Obermeyer Nody instead of Cody, and it just kind of stuck, dude. But anyways, Zach Beeler and Cody Obermeyer, and I've never watched Andrew Giraldus. He's on the top card, but Jason Kruger's really tight too, man. And, you know, Michigan has a lot of fighters, dude. We have like 2,000 fighters, so I really can't call anyone out over another. I really can't. Not yet. I still have a lot more observation to do, and at least another year's worth of observation to see if a lot of these guys are even going anywhere. You know, a lot of them will just die off and never be seen again. So we wait and see who the diehards are for the next couple of years. And everything comes in batches with us, dude. Everything comes in waves. You know, we'll get like a good 2-3 years, and then everything will lull off again. And then it'll build up again and lull off, you know.
How much does that hurt your sport or better it, man? Because obviously you get a bunch of shit promoters who close their doors. You know, does that just open more, or does that keep weeding them out?
You know, with Michigan being like it is with the whole Wild West theory and all that, you know, all these promotions, it seems like even though some promoters start trimming down and weeding out their selection, there's so many more promoters just popping up and renting out a freaking Holiday Inn space and saying, you know, we'll take whoever wants to fight on this card. So it's really, it's hard, you know. It's like for every time you turn the barrel and you get the, you know, the little rocks out and you're keeping all the nice stuff in there, somebody else starts filling another barrel with sand. So.
Now, obviously,
you just keep rolling with it, yeah.
There's got to be some decent fighters that come through these shit organizations. How hard is it to weed out the guys that are just being thrown on the card?
You hit the fucking nail on the head right there. You didn't even have to finish your question. You hit the nail on your head, period. There are great fighters that get stuck fighting for nowhere promotion. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're not even getting these guys publicity. So these AMI fighters are burning themselves out in the amateurs to never get any recognition. So it's really hard to see, because there's so many promotions, to see who's really stepping up. Now, there is a group of about, I don't know, man, maybe about seven promoters that kind of work together. And I use that really loosely. And I just mean that they work together by the means that they keep an eye on each other's promotions, and they kind of work with each other's belt holders and the top guys, you know. So I figure if you take the best out of seven promotions in the state that are seven of the better of the promotions, you got your top of the crop there. But there's still a lot more in the, you know, in the bottom ranks of what you call the promotions. There's some great guys in there. They just aren't getting anywhere.
That sucks.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that did. You know, and that's, you know, I thought it'd be, you know, a little bit tough, you know, for certain fighters there, but. Hopefully, you know, out of that group of seven, you know, they're able to keep their eye on some of the smaller promotions and hear what's going on from teammates and stuff, and those guys can get up to the bigger stage and up to the better organizations to really, you know, not only fight tough guys and not cans, but to prove themselves and make a name.
Yeah, and not even gloating on myself and what I do, but in general throughout the states and state to state, I think if more people paid attention to things like the video. You know, like I take video pretty much at least 50% of every show every week. You know what I mean? 50% of all the shows. So I usually do about 2 shows a weekend. And my guys will come back, give me the footage. Now, when I post that stuff to YouTube, the promoters should be paying attention to this instead of just living in their own little world. They should be realizing that I got a freaking pretty much a complete, you know, library of Michigan fighters, you know. And pretty much there's about one or two companies like mine within each state. You know, they handle quite a few promotions. And if there's not, then I'm for hire. But, you know, so the promoters should be paying attention to these video guys and their library of fighters. And that would really help weed out a lot, too, man, instead of these guys just hearing word of mouth. Oh, yeah, this guy's a badass, dude. Oh, I'm going to put him on my card. Well, it turns out he's really a big, you know, fucking slouch, you know.
If you hear a guy's a badass, you should just leave him off your card.
Yeah, right on. He's a badass. Why isn't he pro already? You know? Anyway, but yeah, I'm getting a whole new perspective, man, because, you know, coming from being the tech geek of the MMA world to actually running a business within it and then interacting with it the way I am, man, seeing a whole new, and I mean on a national level, man, not even just Michigan, but just how promoters have to look at things, the way that they have to come across and look for fighters and who they have a pool, their pool of fighters. Just because a promotion's a great promotion don't mean that they have the best fighters. They could have a pretty show, good lights, you know, great presentation, and their fights look good because the fighters they have fight well against each other. But that's just those fish fighting in that pond, man. There's, you know, 10,000 other fighters out there in that weight class that would be just as good, you know. And I don't know, man. We need to get it boiling down. Otherwise, these kids are going to have no chance of making real money in pro, you know, athletics. Crickets.
Speaking of pros, tomorrow I
was like, watching Skippy's mouth move, but I couldn't hear it. His words come out of his mouth.
unmute. You know, I know you're working tomorrow, but you got any foresight on who you think is going to win the UFC? I know that Lapaki thinks Edgar is going to win in a first-round KO, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Well, I actually had a write-up here. I was actually going through and writing that down because my buddy and I usually play around with UFC bets, man. Remember I told you I don't like to place because I hate to jinx my Amis?
Yeah. So you jinx your pros. That's even better.
Yeah, I don't mind jinxing the pros, dude. They already make money. Okay. Edgar's good, but I got Aldo over the top of him. All right.
Yeah,
don't listen to Skippy and his bullshit, bro. He doesn't know.
I pick Edgar to lose by motorcycle wreck.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm looking at least a second round, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, it will be a second, third-round fight, but I think Aldo is going to win it, and it probably, hopefully, won't be a decision. I think he'll be able to finish, Frankie off.
And woo-hoo! Yeah, man, this is going to be a great card. I'm so pissed I got to work, to be honest with you.
Well, I will text you the results. I'm ready to see Alistair fuck up Bigfoot.
That's the only fight that matters on that whole card.
Oh, man, so it's strictly like a love for the man, but Bigfoot actually has a really big following in Michigan, man.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
So, I think it's just a funny thing, man. I don't know. Maybe it's in the name, but, you know, he's got a decent fight game, you know. I don't see that he's done anything, extraordinary, you know, but he's a great fighter, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, there's a regular kind of a gathering around Bigfoot when it comes to Michigan, people saying, well, who are you going to – I think they just like saying it.
That's funny. I think he's gonna get fucked up. I really do. Yeah. I think he's going to get knocked out, beat up.
What about Chico Camus and Dustin Kimura?
Dude, I got Dustin Kimura winning.
No, no. Come on, son.
So I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me who I should be picking?
I just did.
Okay, who do you got for the Volkman, Bobby Green? And if you say
dude,
Bobby
I got
Green,
Volkman's
going to
tap him out.
Okay. How about Woodley Huron?
Dude, I've got Alistair Overeem coming in and, like, eating those two guys as, like, his warm-up meal for when he fights.
no horse meat then. No change of horse.
No, he's just gonna he's gonna go straight cannibal corpse, dude.
Dude, now I think an interesting fight some people are overlooking is the Fitch Maia fight. I think that's gonna possibly be a good fight, but I'm a little concerned it could turn out to be kind of a stale action style fight, but still be good for fans who truly enjoy all aspects of the game. But I got to see.
I do got to go. God, is this the Demian Maia card, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Demian Maia over Fitch, and I have to say that because, well, Demian Maia's got a hell of a skill set, man.
I happen to think the Fitch will lose as well, and I would say that he'd be headed to Strikeforce after this. They're not around.
I wish I could be there. I got some friends here in Michigan that actually run a Demian Maia gym, Courageous MMA, and it's a Demian Maia branch. And anyway, so they get to go out there. They get free tickets as part of the franchise package.
See, yeah, I think Fitch is going to finish him with some ground pound.
Do you
really, man? I don't think Maia will put up with it.
This could be one of the best grappling matches.
Yeah, I don't think he'll allow ground and pound. I think if he even comes close to that kind of a scenario, he'll just keep him tied up so tight that he won't be able to get free to ground and pound. He'd just rather stay there and stay tied up and get stood up than to take ground and pound.
And I thought Damian looked pretty good against Chris Weidman. You know, I know.
Yeah, because Weidman took the fight on, like, what, 10 days notice and cut 35 pounds in, like, 10 days?
Well, you should be prepared to fight at any time. That's what champions are.
You guys got
well,
no gear over
sure.
Evan?
I'm pretty sure that Weidman won that fight.
He did via split, but wasn't it a decision loss to Anderson Silva as well?
For who?
For Damian.
In the worst fight in the history of fucking the UFC, bro.
I'm not
Anderson Silva,
fight.
Damian Maia, that's like, that fight should never even be talked about. That's how bad that fight is.
So my point being, his last three
that
losses.
That was like somebody went and dropped two big fat turds in the middle of the octagon.
Hey, doesn't matter. My point being, his last three losses in the last couple of years have only been via decisions to Mark Munoz, Chris Weidman, and Anderson Silva. He's got, you know, I mean, that says a lot, dude. Those are guys who are finishing people. That's why I don't think Fitch is going to be able to hang. I think Fitch is going to lose. It's going to be a little
man. Man, why do you got me, dude? Fitch trains with Cain Velasquez, dude. Come on.
Fitch also looks like the guy from the fucking Geico commercial. What does that mean?
And he trains with Josh Koscheck, dude.
Oh,
the best in the world.
Oh,
he turns out the best in the world.
I'm so sorry. Everybody right now, breaking fucking news. I'm changing my vote because the greatest fucking fighter of all time with over 12 champion title defenses and wins fucking is training with fucking Fitch. Oh, my God. The Cabbage Patch Kid. The Cabbage Patch Kid.
You know what? I don't care who you train with. If you don't have it, I could be training with fucking dude Couture right now, but that don't make me a fucking champion, dude.
That's true.
Sorry if I pissed you off right there, but that's just how I feel.
No, 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 man. Because it does actually matter who you train with. It does matter who you train with. Because if you're
if you're like the if you're the best guy in your gym and nobody can touch you, then you're never going to progress. Like, you're going to hit a certain level and plateau out. By not training with people that are better than you, you're never going to get better.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So, I mean, like, it actually, I really like, that's, like, the most important thing is, like, who you train with. Like, if you train with, like, dog
general training. I'm talking about when people use that whole, like, oh, well, you know, let's just fucking throw a wild one out there. Anderson Silva came to my gym and trained me for 6 months. Well, if it didn't sink in and you didn't do shit with it, it don't matter if Anderson Silva came in there and trained you, you know? And
amen.
So it's really just,
amen.
What's that?
Amen. Amen. Because you know what?
Amen.
Frank Mir's protege, the number one fucking dude going pro, got smashed by Dario Mobley. What the fuck does that say?
It says the guy was too busy. He shoved his nose up his trainer's ass because he was famous rather than listening to what he had to teach.
I agree. I agree.
Do you mean, how many,
that was a short notice fight, too, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like 3 days notice or 4 days notice?
Was it? I know it was short. I don't want to lie and say three, but that could probably be right.
Just making sure I'm keeping you on your toes, buddy.
We get that all the time, man. You know what my favorite answer is to the kids when they tell me, like, somebody came in and trained them, you know, like Darren Cruikshank goes out on a couple of the gyms around the state here and does some training sessions, you know, and I had one of these young newbies come up and be like, dude, I got trained by Darren Cruikshank, and all I did was look at him and think, did you learn anything? That's usually it. And then they'll be like, well, he taught me some nice striking. I'm like, you can learn striking from anyone. They're like, but did you learn anything special because it was Darren Cruikshank? Was there some special gift he gave you because he's there? Or was it something you probably could have learned from anybody? You're just happy it was a famous person that taught you, you know? I mean, I love Darren, and he knows that, man. I mean, he came up and gave me big props and hugs at Bellator in front of freaking, you know, Bjorn Rebnik, you know? And when Ben turned around and said hi to them. You know, and he knows what I mean when I say stuff like that. But, yeah, dude, if you're not learning nothing, if you're just, you know, happy that you're in the presence of somebody famous, go learn from a local gym guy. I bet you he knows a shit ton, too. You know, your guy that's been running a boxing gym for the last 40 years, you know. Go learn striking from that guy.
Yeah, and learn. I agree. I totally agree.
Learning's overrated, man. Come on.
Fuck all that learning bullshit.
Well, you know, that's
why God made. That's why God made YouTube videos, man. Anybody can be a striker in like 30 minutes.
I cannot wait to spar with you. I'm looking forward to sparring with you even more now.
I hope you are.
You and your YouTube coach.
We got one of the best.
Hey, speaking of sparring, big shout out to Madhouse sponsored fighter Alfonso Gonzalez. Lepaki should be sitting cage side reporting at his pro debut coming up at
cage
side. Sport, so.
You mean Lepaki will be buried in the back, like behind 40 rows of people, like shoved underneath
building,
the stage,
building
like
side.
Trying to fucking peer out just to see the fucking action.
Obviously, you don't do what I do, and I show up to MMA events dressed as medical staff and stand by the ring door the whole time, and everybody thinks I'm supposed to be there.
They got medical staff behind us.
I just always tell people
the
UFC, no, it's
the UFC
okay.
Flyweight champion, he that actually gets stuck sitting farther back than I do, so I should be kind of glad.
Yeah.
Muggs, what'd you say?
Don't talk to me like that.
Skippy, sometimes he gets diarrhea in the mouth, bro. He just got used to it.
Damn. If I wanted to know what I said, I'd have said it somewhere where people could listen, right?
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, Skippy. Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Not like we're on radio or something like that. Fucking no, man. My favorite thing to tell him when I'm usually intruding on a zone I shouldn't be in is just to give him that nonchalant, like, quick look at them and the wave of the hand and just be, it's okay. It's okay.
See, that's
it's
what right. I do with Lepaki. Like, I got to treat him like a 5-year-old kid or like a dog. You got to rub his nose in that pee and tell him he did bad. And if Lepaki, you got a problem with what I'm saying, stand up and say something. Okay, then. Now everybody understands.
Look at him.
Everybody
understands. Chicken shit. Unmute him.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. Jeff
knows
what's up. Huh?
I know who you're talking about. What pro show is that?
What
pro show is that?
What pro show is what?
The one you're going to cover.
That's Cage Sport.
Right on. They're just a Washington thing?
Yeah, they're based out of Tacoma.
Right on. Teach them how to run the press.
They're starting to expand their territory, like, outside of just Washington only.
Yeah. Everybody is, man.
Well, they weren't for a long time, though.
I wish they would stream their shit, man. That's what I want.
Even though they're boxing, they drop from all over the place. I don't understand why they weren't. I haven't always done that with their MMA.
Oh, with the right sponsorship, ACS Live TV could expand and cover the whole nation. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Brian Hallquist.
to our countless million listeners. Thank all five of you for staying up this late. And
We're at nine.
Actually, we've been averaging live listeners above 500, 800, you know, so.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's just live listeners. The first couple shows, they've been growing, man, so I love it. Now, with you, how do you get, you know, let's say a lead comes to you and says, hey, you know, I need to, you know, get my shit streaming. Like, what do? You go down there with the full crew set up, or do they have to provide a crew and you just provide the website, or how does that work?
I can do it a multitude of ways, bro. I can actually show up with the crew and all the gear and everything. Or if they've got the inclination, if they want to do it, but they don't really have the technical real capability, I will actually go train a promotion how to do it so that they can do it for themselves and then provide them the service of the servers to route through and all that and help them hopefully save money over the long run. And in turn, it still brings a network through ACS Live TV. And if they want to go solo, that's their own, you know, if they want to do their own branding, that's fine. But they're still going to pay me a bigger chunk to train them to do what they do, you know, to how to do it properly for their whole promotion. So I'll either do training on the spot, you know, like and show them what they need to do, which is like a 2-3 month process. Or I'll come out and I'll live broadcast myself. But right now my capability is 2 shows a night. So if with more sponsor pickups, I'll be able to buy more equipment, more crews, all that crap. You know what I mean? Start expanding out state to state. And, you know, I'm already handling like 15, 20 promotions in Michigan right now, dude. I handle more promotions than any other film crew has ever handled in this state. And it's actually bringing all the promotions together. They're finally starting to talk to each other. And I feel good about it, man. I'm like an ambassador, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I'd love to be able to get out there and just do the same thing around, you know, around the whole state, every state, and just bring it all into one network that's an amateur sports network, you know?
Yeah. No.
And then ESPN.
I wish you could, you know, definitely continue to grow, because I would like to see more local MMA from, you know, leagues and fighters that, honestly, I'd rather, you know, watch them on the weekend than watch the big show. That's just me personally. I'm not going to say that to everybody, but if I have the opportunity to go online and watch, you know, some events from Ohio or Kansas City or, you know, Michigan or North Dakota, I think
Great, man. The same reason you want to watch college football, right? You know, you want to see where these guys are coming from and why they made it to the pros. Are they even worth it? Who's this guy? You know? Where did Alistair Overstein come from? You know, I mean, how far do we got to go back to watch all of his Andy stuff? You know?
And that's the thing.
Well, he comes from a petri dish. Alistair Overeem comes from a petri dish in the middle of China.
Well, hey, guys, I'm thinking about it. Let me play a commercial break.
I want to thank Vision Smoke Shop. VisionSmoke.com, GetClinched.com, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Protect your grill, sucker, so you can hit your glass. and then go party at Clock Tower Pub and listen to the Rogue Show on Friday nights, you sorry sons of bitches. I bet they got a special if you tell them you're listening to the Rogue Show.
Yeah,
I'd like to thank Jeff too, man, as much as, you know, we just we work together without working together, man. And Clint, you're awesome, dude. And you know, big shout out to our friends at Intimidation. And I'm probably not going to be here after the commercial break, man. I got to finish up this broadcast for tomorrow and set up.
So. Give your shout outs real quick, man. Plug yourself, man.
Hey, hold on. We got to thank BrawlBase.com.
And Reed Parker and the
now,
board. Thank you so much.
People.
Yeah, now you go. Go ahead and give some shout outs.
Now.
I'd like to thank the Michigan National Guard. They plan
hey,
on
hey,
coming
hey.
On board. That's going to be a big thing, man. If Michigan National Guard comes on board, man,
do they have like
a,
maybe they have a combatives tournament you can pro you can
they
tell
sir
about.
They do. They have what's called the Mud Foot or something like that. It's like a freaking obstacle course, something like that. It's real crazy, dude. But they really want to get on board with my broadcast with you know, on ACS Live for MMA. They love it. The military loves this stuff, dude. And so yeah, you guys, there's a big tip, Skippy. Sponsors,
yeah.
Military is a huge thing, dude. So, and but yeah, no, guys, say, I think we pretty much have the same sponsors, man. Like, you know, Intimidation, and you know, I got a couple smoke shops I'd like to say thank you to because of our friendly government here in Michigan. You know, we got the same privileges as a lot of the other states in the nation now, and I'd like to say. I'd like to say thank you to Compassion Center of Traverse City. And
nice.
All right, guys. I'm out, man. Play your commercial. I'll see you guys later.
You got
later,
it.
Mark. All right, brother. Good luck tomorrow night, man.
See you. Thank you.
And everybody out there, you definitely, you know, you guys can find him on Facebook, find him on the website, Amateur Combat Sports Live, you guys, .tv. You guys go look for these guys, man. Find them. Dude, they're always putting out great events. They've linked to other great fights in the state, man. Go out there and support these guys. We're going to hopefully play a music commercial break. If
yeah, Osprey.
Well, hold on, man. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Are you not down with Osprey, Skippy? Why are you messing? What's going on here, bro?
Dude, I don't know.
Jeff, what you doing wrong?
Dude, I screwed up.
How did you
okay.
do that?
Because I hit the wrong thing. See, sometimes I'm not good because I get too trash and then I try to run this stuff. So we're gonna scoot it over and let's see if we can get this to play now. Okay. You guys, we'll be back in a couple minutes. We're going to start with a commercial break from the popular
favorite. Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable, and they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop, located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
I will give you the stars in the sky, but they're too far away. If you are a hooker, you know I'd be happy to pay. If suddenly you were a guy, I'd be suddenly gay. 'Cause my heart belongs to you. My love is pure and true. My heart belongs. cock is community property. You're the only girl that I like to screw when I'm not on the road. When I come home, my dinner's made and the front lawn is mowed. I'll kiss your mouth even after you swallow my love, 'cause my heart belongs to you. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do for you. My heart belongs to you, but my cock is community property.
Surprise for you. I know a lot of fans out there have been begging for it. I've given it to what they asked for. I'm going to bring live right now the one, the only man himself, Chris Gregory. Welcome to the Rogue Show, fool.
Yo, what's up, man? Glad to be here as always. Dude.
Hey, glad you could make it, fella.
Tonight was so awesome. I might not be off for too long. My phone's about dead, but I'll try to stay on as long as possible to at least talk about Road to Glory, man. Holy shit.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit. That was probably one of the best kickboxing cards I have ever seen. And to watch Dustin Jacoby, somebody who was 0-0, their debut in kickboxing was tonight. They won the whole thing. 3 knockouts. Dude, I mean, come on. I believe that kid was in the UFC, went 0-2 in the UFC, stepped up on 48 hours notice, won the whole tournament. You know, he's going home with $20,000, dude. I mean, come on. That's a great story. Dude tore it up tonight.
And doesn't that also advance him in the tournament? Like, doesn't that put him in another step of the qualifier or something?
Yeah, that puts him where he's in the tournament with all the big guys in Glory, which is crazy, you know? A 3-0 guy now is going to Glory.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's going to Glory. So I think they're going to have several USA shows. I think they did this one in Tulsa. I think they're doing another weight class somewhere else. I'm not sure exactly where it's at, but, man.
Did Apollo book that show?
Tonight, yeah, Apollo did the show. It was banging, man. It was banging. You know,
yeah,
Randy,
and that was at the joint or whatever? Was that at the joint?
Yeah,
Hard Rock?
And I felt, yeah, it was at the joint, and that place gets packed, man. That place was sold out. Dude, Randy Boom Boom Blake, you know, I thought he was going to win the whole thing, you know, watching him grow up in Tulsa and become one of the best kickboxers in the world, I believe. And this Dustin Jacoby kid, I don't know if Randy Boom Boom Blake slept on him or what, man, but, you know, this kid stepped up on 48 hours notice. Came in there, he rocked Boom Boom a bunch of times. Finally, the ref had to call it because he was just damaging Boom Boom. I thought it was a little early stoppage, but either way, Jacoby was going to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was fantastic.
Dude, no, I got to ask you, you know, as a fan of that style sport, how exciting was it to be there at that level of an event and watch live kickboxing, man? I mean, compared to your MMA experiences.
I loved it. it's always good to get a change in, and nothing but striking, you know what I'm saying? No grappling, no holding, nothing like that, man. Just all out striking, you know, these guys went to war. It's a change, you know, it's more exciting sometimes, you know. I go to MMA events every weekend, and to see guys like this, to get to watch the best fighters, you know, in the United States, or some of them, it was fantastic, man. If someone got hit, and there was sweat, it got all over me, man, and I loved it. Loved every minute of it.
Now, how did the wifey like it?
My wife, you noticed that my Facebook was blowing up tonight. You got to thank her for that, man. She kept up the updates while I was backstage recording people. She did a great job. I love her covering events for me, man. It was awesome.
Dude,
thank you the
yeah.
most tonight, babe. Yeah, she said Jacoby was just a beast, man. And Brian the Lion Colette, that guy got all the way to the finals. He was running over people, man. I honestly thought he was gonna beat Jacoby, but he didn't. You know, that dude has nothing to be ashamed of. Brian the Lion Colette, make sure you guys look him up. He's a beast. I'll have all the fights uploaded when I get to the house.
Okay, buddy, before we lose you, I gotta ask you, what's up with my girl Jordan Nicole, the Ninja Princess Gaza?
Wow, well here, let me say this before I say anything else, and this takes nothing away from her because she was a beast, but Katina and her camp shouldn't have took that fight because a few days ago, they called, Jordan was going to be 10 pounds over. You know, Katina and them ended up accepting the fight, but really, I mean, her size and strength was definitely an advantage, and she looked amazing. And Katina, she's tough, man. She just, you know, she just needs to take a little bit better fights, you know what I mean? Because Jordan's a tough girl. Tough. What was her record going into this fight?
She lost, I believe, one or two of her pro fights, but as an amateur, she did extremely well, and she stepped up into pro and started taking tough competition. But I think she was 2-1 or 2-2 at the time.
I think she's like 0-1 as a pro or something.
So this is her first win?
Yeah, this is her first win as a pro.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing about XFL is they go out and they try to find the best and bring them to Tulsa. And let me tell you, the next XFL card is going to be fantastic. It's going to be in a cage this time. And I think one of the headliners is either going to be Daniel the Ninja Roberts or Gerald Harris. And I don't know if I was supposed to say it, but I really don't care. One of those guys will be the headliner.
Dude, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do they have any exhibition fights tonight?
Not really. I mean, they had some MMA fights, some amateur MMA fights. And then they had Ed Klein versus, I don't know what his name is, but let me just say that fight was good, but they literally fell out of the ring 22 times at least. I mean, I'm going to make a video of just that dude falling out of the cage, and it's going to be 5 minutes long. Falling out of the ring. It was bad, man. It was really bad. He even kind of you know, shook himself off the ring a few times. He got a point taken away. I don't know. It was a good fight, but I just hate those ropes in an MMA fight.
I like the ring.
I do too.
I like the ring, but the ropes were tightened because, you know, there was kickboxing, then there was a few MMA, then there was kickboxing. I think that they should
have
tightened the ropes.
I think you had to have five ropes for it to be effective.
It was
like
five
ropes.
It was five, but they didn't tighten them. Yeah, they didn't tighten them, so really the bottom rope was just kind of, you know, just hanging there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I mean, you know, whatever. They were great fights, man. Del Cook brings, you know, the best fighters in his whole son. You know, I love it.
He sends some of the best fighters out of Tulsa.
Fucking Midwest, sure. I mean, that place was sold out, let's just say that. And it's the joint at the Hard Rock, so, you know, I'd say, I don't know, 4,000 maybe, more than that.
Well, dude, his shows have been selling
was,
out in that area for a long time. Like, even when I was with him there back in the day, dude, his shows were selling out.
Yeah, I remember the XFL 5150 show. You probably remember that show. Had like Tim Boach, Rudy Lindsey, all the old guys. You know, it was, I don't know, it had a bunch of people on it.
Yeah, I don't remember my number
Prince
like Clemente, that.
Mike
I know
Budnick. You remember old Mike Budnick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
dude,
I mean,
but
I'm surprised that like Longacre didn't have. I wonder why he doesn't take fights anymore.
Well, I think this is just out of his, obviously this is out of his weight class, but. I don't know. I'm sure we'll see him in there again, man. That guy.
I think he's like.
Retired.
I thought he was like a 170. What were these guys tonight?
205 is light heavyweight. 205. I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what light heavyweight is in kickboxing, but I think it's like 205 to 210 or something like that. I think it give him a few pounds. Because a lot of the guys are like 208 tonight.
Hey Jeff, I totally didn't even think about it, but. The Ninja Princess's pro loss was to Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah, how about that?
Split decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that, dude.
Shit. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we all saw what, you know, she did in that Tika Torres fight, which was really put her name on the map, even though she lost.
Chris, so what do you think about tomorrow night's card?
Aldo or
Edgar?
I'm excited. I actually get to sit down and watch it for once and not be at an event. I'm excited for the Reem fight, to be honest with you. Just a lot of shit talk, and I'm ready for Reem and Bigfoot to go at it. I think it's going to be a better fight. I don't think Reem's is going to run through him either. I like him too, but I don't think Reem's going to run through Bigfoot.
How much have you been drinking tonight before we continue this conversation?
None at all. I left the drinking up to my wife.
Somebody piss test him right now because he's high then. Because Alistair has better hands, better feet, better ground, better cardio, better everything. And you know what? They stand eye to eye. Bigfoot ain't a Bigfoot to him. Bigfoot's the same fucking size.
And he has a huge target of a head. Oh, my God, right? If you can't hit that head, you got to hit you.
Dude, that's the $20,000 question is, you know, is it worse to have a big open chin in an area to hit or a small pointy chin where your nerves are more bundled? You know, I mean, you know,
well,
coconut.
Did you guys see what Kane did to that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. imagine Kane using knees instead of elbows.
Oh, that's.
Dude, because Reem is as tall as him, but he's bigger than fucking Antonio. So, dude.
Hey, Antonio Bigfoot still killed our, you know, he still dominated our, you know, one of the best fighters in the world. So, you know, you can't take that away from him either. He dominated Fedor. I mean, Fedor was at the end of the road, and I know everyone hates to hear this, but he dominated the shit out of Fedor.
Well, he got Fedor in a bad position early, and the size was, like, a real problem. It wasn't like he beat the brakes off of them, and they were standing up the whole time.
What other fights are there? I think the main event could be great, really. I think that's going to be a great fight. I'm hoping Edgar wins, honestly.
I tell you what, I'm hoping that Nogueira comes in there and Little Nog just beats the shit out of Rashad. That's what I'd like to see.
Wow.
Shut Rashad up, kick him out of the fuck, get rid of him. I'm so sick of him.
Oh, man, I wonder what Eve Edwards is going to do. I think he might, I don't know, man. He's coming off a pretty big win.
Who's Eve fighting? Sorry, I don't know that at the moment.
Isaac Valley Flag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he has that fight.
What about Benavidez McCall? That's maybe my favorite fight of the whole card.
I think Benavidez is going to get a friggin' decision on that fight.
I think McCall's going to get a KO late.
I hope McCall wins, but, you know, I've got to go with Benavidez. McCall has
you're taking the safe pick, huh?
Hey, man, I'm taking the easy pick there. It's the easy one. I think he's going to lay on him and win the fight, honestly.
Evan Dunham. Gleason Taibu fight,
Haven't Dunham.
Yeah, Dunham. I got Dunham in that one too.
You think Dunham's gonna wrestle him to death?
He has some nasty elbows, man. I would say his elbows are almost as sharp as Lyle Beerbohm's, but I don't know.
Well, that just leaves the Finch Maya fight, really. Who do you got in that?
Oh man, that's a good fight. Fucking Damian Maya, man. Crazy submission. I think so. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that one.
Here's the most important fight to ask you about tomorrow. Who do you got in the Daniel Swain Tarhari Harda fight? That's a Pancrase 245, buddy. You're going to have to check that one out.
He doesn't know nothing about no Pancrase 245, son.
Yeah, we got a boy. Hey, is Will Nolan fighting for a title over there, or did I misread that shit?
Yeah,
he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. So two of our boys could be going over there and stopping some mud holes and coming home with big W's.
I like how the poster has Pancrase AKA on it.
Did you notice that, too? I saw that.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, Daniel Swain's a tough, tough SOB from up here in the Pac Northwest. He's fought for a lot of great organizations, and he's starting to get a little bit more outside the United States more and more. So he's going over to what I consider one of the most historic leagues ever, and honored to have to be able to fight on their card, especially as an American, you know. So I think it's super fucking sick that he's over there. And
do you think the Japanese people would be freaked out by the ginger?
I am.
Devil man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, will they call him a leprechaun?
A daywalker. He's a daywalker.
Oh. Hey, big shout out also to Dan Hornbuckle for winning this fight tonight. Was not to me impressive like it should have been, but it's a win.
What do you want him to do, man?
Do you want him to
go in there and slit the guy's throat or something?
I wanted him to go in there and finish it. I wanted him to go in there and be more dominant and playing defense the whole time, counterpunching and, you know, playing. He almost looked like he was sparring. He didn't even look like he was.
I didn't even know that guy fought anymore, man. Honestly, I didn't even know he fought. Where did he fight at?
He fought at Legacy.
Yeah. Oh, he fought at Legacy?
Dude, and by the way, big shout out to that fucking Patrick Yarbrough, man, with that nasty armbar he threw on Billy Bush.
Yeah, Ibarra. That was gnarly.
I fucking hate armbars. Fuck armbars. I don't want to hear about armbars. Okay. We'll never talk about an armbar in front of Chris Gregory again.
Okay, did anybody see the Patrick Yarbrough pull the Chris Gregory on Billy Bush?
That would be, cut that wrong, it would be pull a Doug Dainty on Chris, on whatever. Fuck.
I want to know if he tapped. Did he tap?
Hell yeah, I tapped out, dude. I'm about to break my arm.
Did you, like, at least make him work for it, or did he, like, get your arm and you insta-tap?
Nah, he fucking, he had that motherfucker about ripped off, dude, and I tapped out. He did great, man. I don't take nothing away from him. He was a big motherfucker, and I got impatient, rushed him. He turned me over and got full mount. I got back to half. He got back to full mount, was raining down punches. It looks crazy. I mean, it looks like he tagged me, but he didn't really tag me. I was blocking him and then threw my arm up, and he armbarred me. He armbarred the shit out of me. And he'll be training with us from now on. So I have no beef with Doug Daney. He did great. He'll be glad to. I'll be glad to work with the guy, and, you know, both get wins our next fight out. I'm not tripping on it.
I give you much props.
Helped him get his next fight, you know what I mean? I don't have no beef with that. He was a beast, man. He was tough.
So who are you calling out next? I think you should call somebody out tonight.
I'm gonna let my coaches do the calling out. I'm gonna let my coaches figure out when I'm fighting next. I'm gonna let my coaches figure all that stuff out.
Called cool back down.
Chris, is it true that you're dropping down to 205?
No, hell no, I ain't dropping out 205, not this fight.
Is it true you'll be fighting at 305 super heavyweight then?
No comment. No comment. No, I'm good. I'll probably fight a heavyweight one more time and try to move down. I got some plans. I don't want to spill right here. I probably have a fight in April, but I don't want to say no more than that.
He's like, if my wife sit next to me, and
there's
if
no
I get all slimmed down and sexy.
There's no better place to drop news than right here, bro.
You guys would be upset at me if you knew my plans. But I'm not going to say nothing else.
Dude, if you try to do one of those 80s movies where you dress up as a woman and go into women's MMA so you can win.
Nah, I'm going to be in a smoker tournament at the gym, and no one has to play.
No, you're not. How much money did you bet on yourself because you knew you were going to take a dive? Be honest.
How much money would I bet on myself? I don't know as much money as I had, which I wouldn't make shit.
So did you take a dive? Be honest.
Hell no. I would never, ever do something like that, man. Fuck that.
Remember, in court, you need to keep that same, you know, mentality and thought train.
I don't really go to court too much, and if I do, I just plead the fifth.
Okay, Seth Petrelli.
Come on, you can tell me.
You pulled a Kimbo Slice Seth Petrelli, didn't you? You played Kimbo Slice to the Seth Petrelli. It's all, come on,
oh,
man.
Hell
no.
Hell
we're friends. Come on.
Did you guys see Kimbo's fight the other day?
The most recent boxing one you put up?
Yeah, man. He got rocked, and then down goes the dude from a body shot.
I think boxing's more fit for him, but I don't think he'll ever be a world champ. But I think he can have a decent
career. I don't think he'll be a world champ because he doesn't really have a chin. But, you know, hey, you know, more power to the guy. He's making money. He's a camp crusher, and, you know, I give it up to him.
What's he fought, 6 times in the last 12, 14 months, something like that?
Yeah, and, you know, the only one to really give him a fight was Brian Green. Really?
The guy who said you talk shit about him?
No. The guy that said I had a horrible camera angle and that, you know, I ruined his career, and I'm so sorry.
Hey, when I get my ass whooped, I want you to film the good side of my face.
Yeah. I want you to film from the other side. You know, hey, look.
Yeah.
The guy went down with 3 seconds. That's for to everyone else. Yeah. To figure out, did he take a dive, did he not? It's not up for me. I went backstage with the guy. He seemed pretty damn knocked out, you know what I mean? I've seen 100 people knocked out, and he definitely looked like he was knocked out. He was asking questions over and over again, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he got knocked the fuck out, but other people thought he took a dive, so I don't know. I'm not sure really I'd argue with it with Kimbo and, you know, all his motorcycle gang there, but... That dude rides with the Outlaw. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. All the Oklahoma Outlaws were at his last fight, and they were all hanging out with him. It's weird. It's like his whole entourage is black, and then he has a bunch of biker gangs around him. It's crazy.
That's player, dude. That's cool, man. That's
maybe Rick Ross could take a hint.
Dude, it's no different than when I go to the synagogue and I have all my gang-banging homies.
Oh, shit. How often is that?
I go to synagogue every Friday night, brother, at sundown.
No, you don't.
Don't start laughing, woman. I see you. I can even say the prayer. Don't give me shit. Bruch ataro nai.
Chris, what's the next big event coming up?
See, we got February. I don't know, man. XCC has been hitting up Carl, I guess, or I guess in West Plains they want me to go down there. But man, so far. Next, I got the 22nd. We got Kansas City Fighting Alliance. You got LC Davis on that card. My homeboy Dallas Browning, my co-host Dallas Browning, and then Eric Marriott. He was on the Ultimate Fighter. That's the pro fighters. Then you got several top contenders fighting on that. You got my homie Caleb Dye, who I just got him shirts made and sponsored. Dude is 8-3. He'll be fighting for a title next. So, you know, he'll be fighting on February 23rd. There's a lot of fights, man. A lot of fights coming up. Can't wait to cover them. I'll be there supporting my boys on a lot of them. You know, I'm starting to help a lot of fighters out in this area. And, you know, Caleb Dye, man, he's a good fighter. He didn't have, you know, no sponsors at all, so I've been helping him out a lot. And you're going to see that kid do really, really good. You know,
hey,
we got the Madhouse logo on the back of his shirt, by the way.
Oh, sweet. Hey, and speaking of people you've been helping out, one of your homies back in your neck of the woods, I saw Miss Katie Red Dragon Collins is now ranked number 20 at 125-pounder. In the amateur division, and she's up on Nonstop WMMA with her fight video and a little bio about her last fight and everything. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's getting there.
Man, no, I mean, you know, hey, listen, you know, here's the thing, man, and I'm just a real person. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to bullshit. She used to take on tough opponents, her last two opponents. Have been runovers. I mean, I knew she was going to run those girls over. I still respect her, you know, but, you know, she used to take a lot of tough fights, and, you know, it's good for her record that she's taking smart fights now, but, you know, that last girl she fought shit her pants the fight before, and I think she had no business being in there with Katie Collins, for real. I'm just being honest. That girl had no business. She ran away. She was already running away, you know? You know what I mean? That girl was on meth. And I'm not lying, that girl was on meth. She was fucking playing with her shit in her purse for like an hour before the fight. That girl was...
What girl?
The Katie Collins' last opponent. That girl had no business being in the cage.
Jennifer Adams.
Yeah, Twinker bitch.
Oh, shit.
Twinker bitch. Now, I don't give a shit, because I put on her Facebook, I put, girl, you know you were lit. You should have been in there. You got your ass whooped. I didn't care, like... She talked a lot of shit to Katie. I'm glad Katie whooped her ass, but, you know, Katie used to fight a lot tougher people, and now she's just getting her record right. So hopefully we'll see her fight some tougher opponents. I hope we do. See, I don't beat around the bush even for the homies.
Dude, well, I'll tell you what, she threw that chick to the ground like a rag doll, and they just started pounding her face. And I mean, she was cutting up that rear naked choke quick.
That girl was a rag doll,
dude. Dude, that girl took about 15 punches to finish. I mean, she must have taken at least 15 punches to finish that fight.
She took 23 punches in 22 seconds. I counted them.
Literally, I mean, Katie was just teeing off and mount, dude. That girl just put up one arm and turned her head. Dude just got blasted.
Well, without saying too much, man, she has a real training camp now. She has real training partners and a real team, so I don't know. We're seeing a whole different beast in her, that's for sure. You know, she fought Katina Catrone, if that says anything, you know. I went 2 rounds with her.
Dude, that's cool, man. Dude, I'm glad she's doing, you know, better on her record, and let's hope she gets back to testing herself now that she's in a real gym and able to train, you know.
Yes, sir. I think she will be for sure.
What?
So, how far are you from the house?
Probably about, I don't know, 40 minutes away or so. You know I'm stopping to get McDonald's though, homie.
Hey, what do you want? What do you want? 44? Are you on the turnpike going to Stillwater?
No, I'm through. I just went through Miami, Oklahoma. Also known as Miami,
Oklahoma. Oh, you're
going
towards
Missouri. Yeah, yeah.
It's
I'm
not,
going.
Don't call it Miami, dude. It's Miami.
It's Miami.
No,
how
not
far
Miami,
are you from
Lawton? Oh, he's a long way.
Lawton, Oklahoma. It's quite a ways, man.
Okay.
He's a long ways from there.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to cover like events closer to Oklahoma City, but man, that's just too far, man. I'm trying to get somebody out that way to cover some events for us at least. Because, like, we don't really have anyone in the St. Louis area covering events, and we don't really have anyone in the Oklahoma City area, and that's where I'm trying to focus on right now. Try to get some guys out that way.
Hell yeah. Well, good, man. I tell you what. I'm super fucking...
What big fights are coming up there?
We got FAMMA tomorrow, FAMMA MMA 6 over at Fist to Cuffs Gym tomorrow. I think, next week or the week after is FCFF, or I mean UCS, United Combat Sports?
2 weeks is Cage Sport. When's the next event, Jeff, after that?
I don't think we have any more. They canceled them. State thought it was a bad idea. I don't know. Cage Sport, I guess, is next. That's pretty far off when there used to be five every weekend. Now there's
four. I know.
It's kind of not good for my business at all. It's pissing me off big time.
Dude, when's
the...
Do
you think that's fun?
When's that...
Yeah, what part of that's funny, Chris?
I don't know, I'm just laughing, man. Sorry. Sorry, man. Shit.
So, but now
I'm trying to watch the road and laugh at the same time. Shit. It's dark. It's dark, there's no streetlights, bro.
Hey, we want to hear your order at McDonald's, man, so hurry up and make it. Let the people know what Chris Gregory gets at McDonald's.
It'll be a little
dude.
Bit.
Hey, Lebocky.
What do you think
you're
I'm
going to
get, bro?
Dude, I have a feeling you're going to do like a double quarter pounder, Biggie fry.
I think Skippy already said it.
What?
20 piece McNugget, $4.99.
Hell yeah, baby. Actually, a 40 piece is only
$8.99.
Fuck that, I ain't getting no 40 piece. I'll probably get
10
cheeseburgers.
Lebocky. I know you're going to go cover that Cage Wars 2 in Salem at the Armory.
Yeah.
Which, that's a cool little event, the way it's set up with the stage and the stadium seating. Dude, that's the following weekend after Cage Sport, right?
Yeah.
You know Filthy Phil's on it, right?
Yeah, so the Dustin Duffy.
Yeah, but Filthy Phil, dude, he's got a tough test in Matt Swasher.
Yeah, but where's he training at now, man?
Dude, he's been doing his own camp out at Ben Cross Fitness for about a year now, doing kickboxing classes. So I think
really?
Just going to continue to train over there.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm about to lose signal or whatever. I wanted to thank you guys for
fucking
letting me come on.
Fucking liar, pulling up the McDonald's.
Not for real. I know when I'm about to lose signal because I always lose it at the same place. But
yeah,
I wanted to thank
easy.
You guys for letting me come on. And I also want to let you guys know that the Yet to Be Named MMA show is going to FM radio. It's big news. So I just wanted to let everybody know that.
Congrats.
And thank MMA Madhouse and Clinch and Game Changer Clothing and all you guys for your support. I'll hit you guys up when I get to the house.
Got it, brother.
All right.
So so everybody knows Chris is actually shutting off his phone because when he goes into the ghetto to buy crack, he doesn't want them to know he has expensive stuff. So,
fuck y'all.
Hey.
Yo, man, hey man, let me get that teener, bro. All right, dog. All right, cuz.
Hey man, I saw 3x3 squares of aluminum foil for $5, bro.
Hey, man.
Chris, have a good night, brother. Hit us up.
All right, peace.
Peace, man. Drive safe out there through Grove, man.
Yeah, I might drive off of a straight road.
You never know, man. Watch out. Watch out for the llama farm and then the fucking cattle, bro. Why don't you go stay up at the Grand Lake for the night?
Because we lost him.
Mm.
No, dude, really, really cool, man, that, you know, he got up there to see that Glory tournament. You know, I tell people, man, we saw it with Caitlin when she went to the kickboxing deal down at the Animal House. Him, dude, it is nothing. Jeff, I'm not telling you anything you don't know either, but there's nothing like going to a kickboxing event and seeing top-level kickboxers go at it, you know?
And, the closest thing to that is like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Dude, that's true. That's true.
Hey, I totally fucked you up.
And you did. I'll tell you what. What was sitting here before, you know, I forget and we run out of time. For all you crazy fans tuning in tonight, next week on Madhouse, man, Madhouse Live, both Tuesday, we'll be doing a special, and Wednesday, we're going to have a kick-ass show. Tuesday, we're going to be doing the Thunderdome special with some fighters and promoter from there, including Lacey Shuckman. And then the following night, which I'm just as excited about, we're going to have a couple of the girls from the CFA 145 Pro Women's Tournament that they're holding at CFA 10 coming up. And we're going to get to actually be joined by Peggy Daywalker Morgan, Kelsey DeSaints, or DeSaints, however you say it, and Taylor No Mercy Strafford, and then obviously the president, George Del Novo. He is doing big things. I think it's super cool. So we're going to have some of the girls from the tournament on. That's going to be a fun night. So you guys check us out next week on our regular show.
One of the many regular shows.
Yes. And also, Clinch Radio next week will be doing a Thursday night special show. You guys can go to Clinch, get Clinch or Clinch Mouth Guards on Facebook. You'll be able to see links there. You can also find them under 53331 on Blog Talk for some reason. He hasn't put his name in. He left it a number. But you guys are going to be doing an all cage sport show, and you're going to also, I believe, have Alfonso Gonzalez, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, top rated, and Madhouse-sponsored fighter who's been making his pro debut, so you guys want to catch that show out as well.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother. Dude, did you catch that replay by any chance, speaking of K1, of that, I'm drawing a blank. It was a great... Dude, I watched it this morning on Rear Naked Smoke. They had a kick-ass... I hear you, woman. My wife is sitting next to me talking shit. Where'd they go? What did I watch today? Damn.
You should be nicer to people.
Dude, the rough link is here. Oh shit, they got rough 8.
Who does?
Fucking Rear Naked Smoke.
Oh, there's a rough link. Oh, that's great. That starts in like what, 45 minutes?
3 a.m.
Yeah, so 30 minutes. 12, 12, 17 minutes.
Dude, yeah. Yes, 3 a.m. Eastern. Perfect time. And by the way, it was W5 Fighters Top 8 K1 finale. It was a good event. Yeah, we got rough starting here in about 15 minutes, folks. You guys want to see some great action that's, you know, not Zuffa-based, you guys should get out there and check that shit out. That's legit. And what other links they got this weekend? I haven't even checked. They got Pro FC 46 kicking off on Sunday.
No 1FC link yet. That's at 5 a.m. But that's perfect because we watch Rough 8. We could catch 1FC, sleep till like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, get up and catch, you know, some local events and then turn on some Zufa Zombie shit.
The Zufa Zombie stuff? I know that's your favorite.
No, I think, honestly, hands down right now, my favorite is Dare. No two ways about it.
I don't think you are. I don't think that's right.
I don't think
you know what your favorite one is.
Thanks for telling me. I would say
I think you're misinterpreting your own thoughts.
Dude, Dare, I mean, I'm just excited because I hear that the new season starts in a couple weeks, man. And oh, God, it's going to be so great to get some new episodes of Dare, man. I love that John Nutt character, dude. He's fucking hilarious. I think he's a better commentator than Joe Rogan. Yes, I said it, folks.
No, there's no such thing, my dude.
Yeah, that guy's fucking hilarious, man. Hey, he's serving this killer shots made from tiger cock and snake. I love that. That's great shit right there. Dude, if you watch his show, if you watch, I think it's episode 3, he starts out outside this bar in, like, Bangkok in some, like, bad part of town taking shots from the street vendor selling alcohol. And he asks the guy what's in it, and then he repeats to the camera, he's like, well, I know that there's snake cock and tiger penis or something like that, you know, and goes off about this shot. But, yeah, his starts to the show are great, dude. I think they got the best walkouts. Lining the fighters up back to back, that's sick. Have them step all the way across the cage, turn, and then fight, that's cool.
Yeah, like it reminds me of a little gun fight, you know? Like you see in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Bear a lot.
Well, from what I understand, you know, seeing that they're the only legitimate legalized promotion in Thailand, that they're supposedly, the rumors are that they're going to have some events for the underground at different locations, up at a monk palace in the mountains, down at the beach, yeah, at some nightclubs. So I'm really excited to see what they do this year, man. They are my favorite organization to watch.
Why? Mine's EFC Africa, I think.
See, that would be my second place, and I know that's probably why you're giving me shit. But they throw some fucking sick events down there, man. And they've got one coming up soon too.
Yes. Yes, they do. I think it's either this weekend or next week. I think it's next weekend.
1st of March, 2013, at Potter's Vanville 2 for the title.
Is that the one with hockey? Is that the one that the hockey fight just got announced for today?
I think so. Yeah, that's got to be it.
Donovan, hockey, and everybody just simmer down on getting this. Because this is kind of important.
Dude, yeah, he's fighting Kruger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, there's great fights on this card. Oh, my gosh. What is that? Drostish versus Growald? That should be a good fight. I think that's a heavyweight, if I'm not mistaken. That should be a good fight. There's a bunch of good fucking fights on here. Wow. 13 fights on this card. This is definitely worth the money.
Yeah, Michelle with Groblar. Groenwald Groschel.
Yeah. Dude, these guys do it. I'm sorry, but I think these guys are on the same level as, you know, the UFCs, the Bellators, the MFCs. You know, I truly believe it.
I don't really care who you're fighting for. I mean, as long as it's a competitive fight. the matchmaker does his job, man, you can have a good card in fucking Timbuktu with fucking guys you've never heard of.
That's very true. And the one thing that I have to say about these guys is they've consistently put on fucking wars, man. I mean, blood, just fights, just nasty, just, I mean, exciting, exciting fights.
Do you get jealous of them?
I get jealous that we don't get to see Kenya Dixon on the card yet. We still got to wait one more card.
Hopefully only one.
God, I hope so. I talked to him the other day, man, and he was like, dude, I want to go down to Brazil and beat some people up.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I really, free fans out there, you guys got to check that card out, man. Also, don't forget, coming up, what, I want to say it's like 2 weeks, it's Extreme, no, it's this one. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Extreme, or Egypt Fighting Championships 9 is coming up on the 15th, I believe. That's going to be another good card for all you people outside of America who want to check out some different events, man. That's going to be sick. Also, you can go to Arab MMA and click on the Clinch Custom Mouthguard logo to buy your Clinch Custom Mouthguard at any time.
Go where?
To Arab MMA, my boy Zaid Ephraim's page.
Ephraim.
Dude, yeah. He's, God, man, he locks this down that with NBC Action over there. Dude, he's going to become their site for all releases and information related to MMA. Man, do they do that Desert Force Fighting Championship over there, the reality show? I know a lot of people don't want to watch it because they can't understand it, but take the time to watch it, man. I know you can't understand a lot of what they say. They do try to do some subtitling here and there on it, but not always. So I guess some stuff just doesn't translate correctly. But the fights themselves are great, and it's their version of a tough. You know, a bunch of fighters living in a house going through a tournament-style format, you know, and it's good. It's really good shit, man. They got some great fighters over there that are coming up.
5:30 a.m. Eastern? Oh, so the card starts at 2. Oh, this is great. 1FC starts at 2:30.
That's what I was saying. I just said we could watch rough and then go to 1.
Yeah. I didn't understand
crash,
you.
Get up at noon.
You were speaking gibberish.
Gibberish. Yeah, for anybody,
where's the rough stream at? What the fuck
the rough stream,
out?
It's down about... Just go to the right-hand side, right underneath the comments. Right across from categories, you'll see their upcoming live streams. Just click it there. It'll be faster.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And they got 2 links in there, which is cool.
Yeah, dude, this guy, dude, rearnakedsmoke.com is the bomb, son.
I love Rear Naked Smoke, dude. We were talking with
Nevada. I actually go to rearnakedsmoke.info more because that's where I can read up and keep track of the real news.
Well, speaking of real news, in about 3 minutes, we're going to have to wrap up live air, so.
Why? Where's Jeff? Jeff's been really quiet tonight.
Oh, I muted him. I got sick of his mouth. He was mouthing off talking about he's the greatest motherfucking fighter ever. I was like, I'd smash his teeth in if I wasn't such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. I told him he better buy 2 clinch cards.
Kickboxing match.
Dude, if he wants to prison rules me, I'm down, dude. I can take potatoes and make shiz that will cut you.
But can you make a knife out of toothpaste?
Dude, I can kill you with a match and not even leave a mark. I'm registered in 42 countries as a lethal weapon. You might have heard of my instructor, Steven Seagal. He's a 10th degree Shodan Dragon Master who works on the police force in Mississippi.
Because these guys look like, oh, man, they're tiny little guys. No offense to all my Asian listeners out there.
Jeff, are you even with us, bro, for real? I'll mute him and see if maybe I did something wrong. Let me mute, unmute his mic. Jeff, you there, brother? I don't know. It's me and you burning the midnight oil, throwing it down. You guys, everybody, you guys know we kick out this Rogue Show every Friday night. We appreciate
it. I don't know what you're doing now, man. Tell him the story.
You guys, what? What'd you say?
Tell him the story.
Who?
You were.
Oh, you guys, for all you fans, go out there and find us on Facebook, The Rogue Show, man. Go give us a like.
Go out there and find the post
us.
About the Skippy getting a tattoo, people. Do not forget about this, folks.
For everybody who doesn't like it, LaFoxy will give you a free T-shirt.
No, I think I like it. Like it, like it, like it, like it.
Just keep
like
liking it.
I wish your mic wasn't working right now.
It's for a really good cause, man.
Yeah. You can tell he's really afraid. He's only 2,800 away.
Yeah. I think Skippy's trying to mute people now.
I think
no.
He should be taunting them. Skippy should be taunting people.
Yeah, he's not really embracing this challenge.
I know. He's just kind of ruining it.
No, dude, I'm not going to sit there and taunt people so that you guys can get My Little Pony tattooed on my fucking head.
Little Pony?
Come on, dude. But you're getting the Madhouse logo, not My Little Pony.
I'm getting the Madhouse logo, and it's going to be probably black and gray shaded or red and white.
I think you should do orange and black.
Dude, why would I want to do the colors of your school?
Because you live in Oregon, bro.
Okay, well, we'll discuss this on another show. Maybe we'll do a show tomorrow night and discuss it. But here's how we're going to throw it down. I want to give a big shout-out to my sponsors, Clock Tower Pub. Man, you guys kill it. Best sports bar in town. Great food, great service, great everything, man. Go check them out anytime you're in town. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to BrawlBase.com, man. You guys go over there, find them on Facebook, Twitter, give them a follow, give them a like. Also, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, get Clinch.com, Clinch Mouth Guards, Clinch Guards on Facebook,
damn,
YouTube.
Damn.
What?
This guy's dropping some heat.
Oh, and, yeah, you got me off fucking guard, bro. Also, want to give a big shout-out to the number one
this
glass
guy's in
ear
guard.
Portal.
He's in a full guard now. Close guard. Close guard. Working some elbows.
I'm just getting there right now.
Oh,
dude.
He pushes out. Oh.
Oh, you guys, everybody, Rear Naked Smoke, go over there.com. Check out Rough 8, man. It's live, kicking off right now. Also want to thank everybody for listening to the Rogue Show tonight. I'm going to play out a great commercial from our sponsor, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. As soon as I can find where Carl hides all this shit, there we go. You guys,
Clinch Guards,
we're gonna
Clinch Guards, Beaumaye.
And we're going to finish up the night after that with First Round KO by G. Gill. Eagle!
Osprey!
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th and Redmond, they feed.
Get back, it's my one round KO. Hard hits, I split the elbows.